my upgrade. My upgrade. Make it personal. Amen. And then look at your neighbor and tell them, and your upgrade. And look at your whole pew and say, and our upgrade, amen, is already available. You all already know that this year that we are believing and we are claiming that this is the upgrade decade, amen. Not just a year, but a decade in which we watch standards raised to a higher level by addition and multiplication. The decade where God wants to bless us and give us an upgrade because of our faithfulness to him and God's grace towards us. That God wants to move us out of places where things are no longer working like they should be, and restore us and promote us and elevate us in every area of our life. God did not intend for us to stay stuck, but he will provide opportunities to get our dreams, our goals, and our visions out of quicksand. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm believing my upgrade is already available. And that's why the text says that now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine. And isn't that really the definition of an upgrade? Receiving more than what we could even expect. That no matter how much I fathom it in my mind, that God still has greater. And whatever is greater is definitely an upgrade. And what's interesting is that I truly believe that the upgrades God has for us are already available. Look at somebody telling, it's already here. It's already. Let me try to help explain and give some context to what I'm saying. For the past few months, I noticed that my MacBook Air, Sister Reese, has been running slower. It is an older model MacBook Air, and my assumption had been that because it's an older model, that it was time for me to get rid of the whole thing. Y'all know me, I like shiny new things, amen. And so this was a great excuse for me to get rid of this old MacBook Air. The rainbow would just keep spinning. Y'all, I wish I had some Apple users in the house, and that thing would just spin and spin, and it's been staying stuck for greater amounts of time. It has caused my production to be delayed. It has caused my projects not to be finished on time. And so I thought it was time for me to get rid of my MacBook Air. I thank God I was looking at the prices and what it was going to cost. And when I started to see the prices, I started to say, well, maybe I need to take this to the Apple Genius Bar just to have them have one more look before I got the prices increased. Y'all, they call it inflation. And so before I decided to buy a new laptop, I made an appointment at the Apple Genius Bar. Y'all ever been there? And I began to tell them the issues I was having. And the first thing that they asked me was, when was the last time I upgraded the system software? I said, what do you mean? When was the last time? I told them that I thought that my laptop automatically did the system upgrades on its own. And then he showed me and went in my laptop, and he said, that is true. He said that you have to go into your laptop preference tab under software upgrade, and he showed me that I had not selected automatically keep my Mac up to date. He said, and since you did not select it, that it was up to you to now manually update the software. He shared with me, he said, because you have not updated your software, there are upgrades upgrades. He said, you are on those three system upgrades behind where you should be. And he said, and so if you would just allow me some time, and if you could just wait a little while, that I can do what is needed to be done to help you see that all you really needed was an upgrade. Good God. And as I sat waiting in expectation for the upgrade, there were some things that I learned while I was at the Apple Genius Bar. Now, can I tell you, the first thing I had to realize is that much of what may have been my current challenge and problem with my laptop wasn't necessarily a hardware problem that needed to be replaced. It was just an upgrade issue that was already available. In other words, it was already there. It was literally just clicks away. All I had to do was take the time to just hit a button and the upgrade was going to be right. That's why I'm trying to tell somebody that I believe that God sent me here this morning to encourage you, to let you know that your upgrade ain't as far as you think it is. But for some of you, all you're going to have to do is just click a tab. So there were some things I learned. I sat there. I did not want to. He said, you can give me your cell number and I can call you when it's done. I said, now I'll sit here and wait. I wanted to see what was going on. And I started learning some things, y'all. Can I tell you what I learned while I was at the Apple Genius Bar? Because I believe that the things I learned at the Apple Genius Bar, I believe that they are relatable to what's happening for some of us right now. The first thing I believe that I learned at the Apple Genius Bar is that in order to get the upgraded software for my system, it required a download. Look at somebody, tell them some stuff going to have to be downloaded. You're going to, so the first, and watch this, the first thing that I had to do in order to get the upgrade, first I had to authorize it. Once I gave the authorization, the upgrade software was now ready to be downloaded. In other words, an integral part of an upgrade is our authorization. It does not just happen. The Apple Genius Bar actually, he said, I'm going to need you to put in your passcode. He said, because my passcode won't work for, oh, y'all missed that. I said, there's some things that you're going to have to put in your passcode. You're going to have to give your authorization. You're going to have to give your permission in order for the upgrade that's already in there to be accessible to you. Look at somebody telling God's just waiting on your authorization. That's the first thing I started to realize. And then he started to share with me. He said, the download, the download has information and content that is critical for your upgrade to take place. The Apple Genius told me that the download would help to fix features on the operating system that weren't working as intended and would add minor software enhancements and compatibility. The download, I have to be honest, took more time than I had expected. But he said, if you'll just wait and be patient in the process, I guarantee the download and the upgrade will be worth it. It's going to save you money and time. If you would just sit here and just wait and be a little patient, and I'm about to show you that everything you needed is already here. And can I tell you, I believe that there are some blessings, some miracles, some opportunities, and even some second chances that God has readily available to us, but we must understand that the upgrade requires a download. In other words, that which constitutes an upgrade will also require an input of data, that there must be information that is not yet within us, that we will have to allow access in order to experience the upgrades that we believe God wants us to have. There are some things that God needs to transfer to us so that we can encounter the enhancements and advancements and compatibility that God has available for each and every one of us. That's why being study strong is so crucial, because it is the transfer of data that renews our minds and helps us to then test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And in that will is increase. In that will is growth. In that will is expansion. In that will is progress. In that will is freedom. In that will is peace, power, and provision. In other words, upgrades are just synonymous to God's will. And increase is identical to God's way, because they are both defined by God's purpose and not by a human's perception. That's why I love Psalm 37. For take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way. That just means commit your will and way to God's will and way. And God can then trust you with an upgrade, because he knows that your desires are identical to his will. Is there anybody here that just wants to do God's? Push me, feel I just want to do God's will. That's all. And if I do God's will, then I'll get the desires of my heart. And all the desires of my heart is an upgrade. Look at somebody telling, it's already available. It's in God's will. Look at somebody telling, I just need a download. That's all I need. Not only do you need a download, but the second thing, I'm sitting there at the Apple Genius, God, I'm waiting on this brother to finish doing the work. And he said, well, the second thing I learned while I was there is that the upgrade needs enough space. watch this, y'all. I'm waiting for the upgraded software to start the download. And a message came up and said that there was not enough memory space for the upgrade to take place. I was informed by the genius specialist that I needed to delete some stuff off my laptop before I could start the download. He told me that I should go through my applications to see what was still useful and what was no longer important to me. Then, can I tell you the thing that's crazy is that I had no idea how much stuff I had accumulated on my computer that was no longer of any significance to me. Applications that were taking up a lot of memory and space and were not being used, but were keeping me from receiving upgrades. And so although the download was available, my laptop wasn't. It could not handle the upgrade that needed to happen, because it was bogged down by stuff that needed to be deleted. What's interesting is that it took an upgrade moment to have me sit and reflect on what I needed to get rid of. There was some old stuff that was getting in the way of my possibility of experiencing something new and better. And the truth was, they both could not exist at the same time. And either I had to make some hard decisions of some deletions that had to happen, or I had to be settled for the fact that an upgrade just would not be feasible. And I tell you that I believe that there are upgrades God wants to make in our individual lives that we will never encounter or experience if we do not remove some things out of our lives that are currently holding an upgrade up. Some blessings that are being held up by unnecessary burdens. Some favor being held up by restricting fears. Some opportunities being held up by self-inflicted obstacles. Some miracles being held up by irrelevantness. And some promotions being held up by unavoidable problems. Because although the upgrade is available, sometimes God is telling us that we're not. Now, what's interesting is that while I was in the process of receiving an upgrade, the genius bar literally put my laptop in my face and showed me that my upgrade would not be made accessible without permission to discard detrimental data. In other words, he allowed me a glimpse of what could be, because I saw that the upgrade was ready. But it would only be accessible if I would choose to get rid of some old stuff. Ephesians 4:22 through 24 says that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. And I believe that God does the same thing, that he will bring us to a crossroads in our life where we can no longer act like there is that more God has for us. He will show us a glimpse of what can be if we will make a decision to get rid of some stuff that no longer can be. God will show us a glimpse of prosperity in the midst of our bad spending habits. God will show us a glimpse of healing in the midst of our unhealthy eating behaviors. God will show us a glimpse of whole and thriving relationships in the midst of our own dysfunction. God will show us a glimpse of restoration in the midst of our brokenness. God will show us a glimpse of strength in the midst of our weakness. And it will be up to us to choose the deletion so that we can receive the fullness of the elevation. In the words of 90s rap group Black Sheep, you can get with this or you can get with that. But can I tell you, I think you should get with this because this is where it's at. And I'm just trying to help somebody. Understand that everything you need is right there available to you, but there are some things that you are going to have to get rid of, some things you're going to have to delete out of your life, some habits you're going to have to let go of, some places that you can't keep going, some friends that can't follow you into this next season of an upgrade, because every time they see you climbing up the ladder, they're at the bottom shaking the ladder, trying to get you to come back down. But can I tell somebody that all you need to do is look at yourself and tell yourself, self, you deserve better. Self, you deserve an upgrade. Self, God wants to do immeasurably beyond what you could ever think or ask for. That you're going to have to get rid of some stuff and make some space for the new thing. Stop trying to hold on to the old thing, waiting for the new thing to show up. But you gotta have faith that if you get rid of the old thing, God will show up with the new thing, and God will say, I always had it. I was just waiting on you to get rid of what was holding it up. Is there a witness in the house that believes there's some stuff in this new decade that I'm gonna have to let go of, some stuff I'm gonna have to get rid of, some stuff I'm gonna have to delete out of my own life? Some of why I am where I am has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with letting stuff stay where it don't belong. Tell somebody, I'm ready and available for my upgrade. So I'm at the Apple Genius Bar, and I'm having conversation with him. We sitting here rapping. He said, the good thing is, Rev, he said, now the download can happen because you've got enough memory. He said, but I said, okay. I said, so what does this exactly mean? I said, does this mean that now that my laptop will be working and functioning with absolutely no issues, no challenges? It will be moving faster and faster. It'll be going quicker and quicker. He said, yeah, he said, that is a part of it. He said, but I do have to warn you of this one thing. I'm gonna leave this here because I was excited. And I was getting all happy because I felt like I was getting a new laptop. He said, you have to understand that even though it's going to be better than what it was, he said, every upgrade still has some bugs in it. Y'all ain't ready for this. He said, just because there's an upgrade, and that my system will be running smoother and more effectively, there is still a chance that I will encounter some bugs. He informed me that a bug refers to an error, fault, or flaw in any computer program. In short, a bug is any behavior or result that a program or system gets but was not designed to do. And it is the goal of any developer to produce bug-free work. But that is not always a real goal that is achievable. Because no matter how much the developer tries to imagine what can happen, there are just some things that gets by the developer. And the reason I'm saying that is because an upgrade does not mean we will not have problems or issues or concerns that are directly connected to the upgrade God sends our way. We've heard it before, and it's more than a cliche because we know it to be true. New levels brings new devils. And just because we get an upgrade does not mean everyone will be excited for us. There will be haters, and there will be enemies, and there will be demonic forces. In other words, you're going to have to deal with some bugs that will be assigned to your upgrade. But can I help somebody here? Because somebody's wondering, well, why in the world? What are you saying, Rev, that God doesn't know what's up ahead? God does not prepare for the upgrades? No. See, you got to understand that unlike the software developer, that the truth is that God knows that bugs are necessary. They are a part of the process of helping us remember that God is the source not only of our upgrade but also the one who uses bugs to keep us connected and closer to him. 2 Timothy 3:12 says everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus must be persecuted. Matthew 5:11 says blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. 2 Corinthians, I'm just speaking word right now, is all right? 2 Corinthians 12:10 says, that is why for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I'm weak, good God Almighty, that's when I'm strong. You see, God has upgrades that are designed to bring him glory. But I need you to hear this, but so are the bugs. In other words, God uses the upgrades and the bugs to bring him glory. God uses all of it so that the kingdom of God is edified and the body of believers is strengthened. And the upgrades remind us of God's grace, while the bugs remind us of God's protection. The upgrades show us God's love, while the bugs show us God's covering. The upgrades bring us to a greater sense of God's peace, while the bugs bring us to a closer sense of God's presence. So I'm trying to help somebody, because you can get misinformed and you can get confused because you'll be getting upgrades but wondering why you still got bugs. But you just need to know that we can't allow the bugs to discourage and disappoint us, because they are just as important as the upgrade itself. We can't have the expectation of the upgrades without the anticipation that bugs will come. The Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, for it is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In other words, the bugs help create the balance that doesn't let us get too high with the upgrades, but doesn't let us get too low with the storms. It is all working together for God. God is worthy to us and always working for us, whether we are being lifted up or torn down. I wish I could get some help. Elevated or demoted, supported or or ashamed, advanced, or neglected, because everything is still working for your good. I'm done now, but I just wanted to help somebody come in understanding that no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, it does not diminish or destroy or demolish the upgrade that God has for you. Look at somebody and tell them it's just a bug. Oh, y'all missed it right there. My mother, Reverend Dr. Nancy Lee, God bless her heart, she's not here today. But can I tell you that all you got to do to keep her from getting in a car and getting to her destination is put a bug in the car. If she hears the bug, she'll pull the car over. She'll get out the car and say, I ain't getting in until the bug is gone. There was times she say, pull the car over. Now go and kill the bug. And if I didn't show her the bug, she wouldn't get back in the car. And one day we were headed somewhere. We were trying to get to our destination. And a bug came in the car. And she started screaming and yelling. Pulled the car over. Delayed us for our destination. We sat there on the side of the road because of the bug. We was trying to get somewhere. But a little old bug was keeping us from our destination. Can I tell you that you need to understand you don't need to be afraid of no bugs, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves me. If God is for me, who shall be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm just trying to help give somebody the repellent. Because when you speak God's promises, bugs have got to flee. You've already got victory. That's why you gotta be studied strong. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust him, and he will. He will. He will. He will do exactly, immeasurably above, beyond whatever, whatever you could ask or think. If you can think it, it ain't big enough. If you can dream it, it ain't large enough. Cause God wants to upgrade you and take you to places you've never been, at tables you never sat at, with people you never knew. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I just want you to know I just been upgraded, because it's already available. Standing all over the church.